019. It's Monday night. We're going back to Hilchos Tzitzis in the Mishnah Berurah Shiurim. And we're learning Simen Tes Zayin. Simen Tes Zayin Hilchos Tzitzis. It's Monday night. File 019. Shiur Talis. Tes Zayin. Tes Zayin is, we have a Mishnah Berurah. Come on, sheer talus. You're going to find out now if you're wearing a proper size talus cup. I don't know if you want to. Sheer talus. Tezayan. Tezayan.
Page 54.
I don't know. Does everyone have the same page numbers?
No, you don't.
Am I right? Tezayan.
Tezayan,
yeah.
Yes, sir. Sheer, yeah, here we go. Shir Talis, Shechayah B'tzitzis. So now we're talking about really, there's a whole separate issue in a Talis Kotten. You may have noticed there's a hole in the middle. So that we'll talk about when we talk about the Shir. Do you count the hole or do you count it without the hole? So right now imagine just a Talis without a hole. Because we're talking about the Shir, how large the Talis is. Then we'll talk about in the talus cotton when there's a hole. So what do you do with the hole? How does that measure? So, but when you learn the Shulchan Aruch, so you forget the hole. Shiur talus shechayim betzitzis. You need an amount. How much? So we're gonna. So really, the Gemara talks in terms of practicality. How much of your body it covers, and it really sounds kind of weird to us because if you think of a naked person wrapped in a talus, the shiur seems pretty small. It says what a person would not be embarrassed to walk outside with, and it seems rather small. She is kasaba, but it doesn't mean embarrassed to walk outside because he's wearing a. It means because of its size. It doesn't mean because a person would not walk outside, you know, wrapped in a sheet or wrapped in a talus, you know, to look funny. It means how much of his body it covers. So, you got to think, when a person walk outside in a bathing suit, that's very small, a bathing suit. But I think a person, maybe not, a person would walk outside, let's say, in a short, with a bathing suit and this, so it's not that much, really, material. So we're not really talking about embarrassed to walk outside because of the way it looks, but we're talking about because of its size. Shir talis shechayim betzitzis shir kasaba ba'oirech, both in its length, uberochav, and in its width, rosho verubo, the head and most of the body, shall cut on of a small child, hamishalech levado b'shuk, who you would trust to go somewhere outside, neinatzorech acher l'shamro, you would send them to the store and back. You would, you know, we're not dealing with New York City or place. We're dealing with basically a safe place. He won't get lost. That's the point. He won't get lost. He doesn't need someone to watch him that he doesn't get lost. You can send him somewhere. Okay. Hagav oz chayiv betzitzis. That when it kicks in, that it's mechuyiv betzitzis. If a gadol, meaning if someone bar mitzvah, wears such a size baggage. The dafka, now there's another condition. The Rama adds, shagado lo sho po'amim aroi, that a gadol would wear it once in a while, the yotzi bo l'shuk, and would go outside with it. That, it's like two conditions, the Rambam holds. It's one condition, we won't go into that. Really, we don't look at these things at all. We rely on the poskim that give us like a linear measurement. Because, you know, we don't know what would a cotton walk outside with, what would a cotton walk outside with. It's really a little subjective, even though it's not a subjective. But, you know, we don't know. Maybe it depends on social conditions. Maybe it depends on what kind of society you're in. Maybe it depends how mature your katanim are. So really, we're going to deal with, we're familiar with 18 inches, 22 inches, 24 inches. That's what we're going to be dealing with. That's what the poskim really right away translated in terms of linear measurements. Because, or else it won't fly. Like, you won't know anything.
Does this have anything to do with how you wear that particular jacket, or just the amount of material?
The amount of material. Because it can be worn wrapped around. No, you could enwrap yourself with it. That's the idea. It doesn't matter how this particular one is worn. And it works the other way around, too. Remember, we had a scarf that the machmirim would round off a corner of a scarf, but you really don't have to if it's not maybe a shul. You know, you have these huge shuls that people wear, but a regular scarf is just not the shear. So even though it's a beged and it's worn that way, and it actually is an article of clothing, and it fulfills a certain function and everything, but it's not the shear. So even if it has four corners, there's no reason, no need to be machmir round off a corner unless it has the shear that we'll be learning about. How many inches? Or centimeters, for those of us who have recently made aliyah. It's okay, I still live in the world of inches and feet. Shall cut them. You can buy, I just bought, you can buy these really cool tape measures, which has inches, centimeters, and tochim in its bowls. From Chazanish, from Chaim Noah. And in America they sell them. I don't know if they sell them here. It's really cute. Okay. Shall cut them. Ainu ben Teshonim, the Mishnah Berurah says, a 9-year-old child. Apparently it was quite common for people to wear talus cottons that were smaller than this year. So you're like, how do you do that? Now really the problem is the bracha. The problem is not wearing it, ironically, because if it's too small, so it's not mechuyev and tzitzis. So you haven't lost anything. Shabbos is a problem. Are you allowed to wear a beged that's too small and it has tzitzis on it? Can you walk outside without an erev, of course, on Shabbos? Are you considered to be carrying the tzitzis? Mr. Brewer will say later it's a problem. The Chazon Ish holds it's not a problem also, because if you're wearing it and you're going to keep those tzitzis on the beged, and to you it's an enhancement of the beged, even though technically it's not really anything, but it's not carrying. That's the way the beged is. That's the way you're going to keep it. That's the way you're wearing it. You don't have to worry about that. So really the problem boils down to the bracha. So that's why he says the Torah of Devarav, what the Maramin says, is mutav lelech b'am, better wear it melelech kaliyom b'litzitz. If that's, let's not darsh it to people not to wear it. You know, people would wear nothing, apparently. I'm not sure, you know, what the social conditions were. This is what people were used to wearing. Don't bother them. But at least, but teach them not to make a bracha on it. Which really, that's why it became so common throughout the generations that people do not make a bracha on their talus cottons. I mean, I heard from a lot of people. People just don't. Even if they put on, they get dressed and they put on their talus cottons, and they're not going to put on their talus gadols till 2 hours later. They get up to learn, let's say. You know, they're not going to do anything for an hour. You really should make a bracha on your talus cotton, but people don't. It's quite common that people don't. And it really comes from, you know, we're not really sure if it's big enough. So why make a bracha? That's what he says. To teach people, if it's commonplace that the tzitzit, the talus cotton, is too small, just make the bracha over the talus gadol. Don't make a bracha over the talus cotton. So you'll wear that the whole day. Make me feel good. Come on. We call makom. In Efshel Adam Shiyasa Gadol Kikashir, Matova Manoa, Matan Lashono, Yasak Safayim, you have to make sure that the shoulders of the talus cotton are Rechovim. We'll see soon what the shear should be. They shouldn't be thin straps. There's been a couple times through the laundry, it looks like that anyway, but that doesn't count. If it's folded up like an accordion, it looks like a thin strap, that's okay, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say later. But it should have substance to it. You know, if you could stretch it out. But they used to apparently make talus cottons that there really was only a thin strip of material connecting the front and the back, and that's really a no-no. Kadeshu Nikar Violem Torres Beged below Shem Ritzuos, or else the Beged, there's no connection between the front and the back, and it's not really a Beged that's covering your body. Vos Chayim B'tzitzes Gadol Halov Shah, meaning who's Chayim B'tzitzes, if you're B'mitzvah. Vafuke Yemein Bozei Hashir Shal Rosh HaMerubo Ova Koton Az L'chuli Alma Potter Afilo Ma'gadol Yotuba Ha'bakori L'shuk. If it doesn't have the minimum shear, again, we're going to work with numbers in a few moments. And it doesn't matter that a Gadol would wear it if he goes outside once in a while. even if you're in a society that they would wear it, but if it doesn't have the minimum shear, no tzitzis. They go outside on a steady basis with these begodim. Veinam is baishin. Mashma b'divir abach t'chayim b'tzitzis. Again, it's not negayas. We're going to work with linear measurements. Hagadol b'yud gimul shana goes out l'shuk or l'pesach beisu b'rachol, really outside his front door. Of the hagadol b'zbayish lezus boi b'agul. L'shuk of hagadol won't work with it outside, even once in a while. Lo choshev ksus, afilu lo shem beisu, it's not called a beged. Some argue with this, okay. Maybe we should really skip all of this because it's kamat matnogeya us. Skip down a few lines till the first word on the line is ve'inyan shiurosh of Aruba. Uve'inyan shiurosh of Aruba. What are we talking about? Because of the sefer priha oret v'shem sefer derechachma, sheshiuro shalolet, 3/4 of an amma is the length. Now, it's not clear if he means on one side, you know, in the front 3/4 of an amma, and in the back 3/4 of an amma. It's not clear. It sounds like total, because he's not talking about a talus cup. So 3/4 of an amma length and a 1/2 amma width. But then the Machzva Shekel says there's no basis for this. Uminigat Shemaisa. That's really Ladak takes here by amma milafonov, an amma in front. Now the Chazanish's amma is 58 centimeters, 22.8 inches. That's why, you know, when I was growing up, 18 by 18 was like. But then the Chazanish really says 22.8 inches in the front, not counting the hole. 22.8 inches or 58 centimeters in the front, and also 58 centimeters, 22.8 inches in the back. And the hole doesn't count. The neck of Beis Hatzavar ain't all of the minyan. The truth is, and the Mishavrua doesn't say about the width. The Chazanish wants each shoulder width. Though the total width, Chazanish wants to be the total width. An amma. Now, if you're dealing with a talus gadol, so the chazanish, so really an amma by an amma is fine. But if it's a talus cotton, the chazanish wants it to be an amma in front and an amma in the back. Ideally, you can get away with 3/4 of an amma in front and 3/4 of an amma in the back. So again, the chazanish's amma is 58 centimeters, 22.8 inches. He would prefer that, not counting the hole, it'd be 22.8 in the front, 22.8 in the back, and 22.8 the total width.
That's what they say, size 24 in America?
In America you have 24 by 24. That's the Chazanish size, even though it's really 22.8 by 22.8. And really you can get away with 3/4 of that, if you do the math. Now, here's the chumra of the Chazanish. Chazanish wants each shoulder to be wider than the hole is wide. Or else, you know, like with mechitzas on Shabbos, you're dealing with Omei Merubah Laporitz. You ever hear that? Poritz Merubah Laimin. He holds you got problems. If your hole is bigger than this side and bigger than that side, he holds it constitutes a split. And it's like the two hands don't connect. So, you gotta go measure. You gotta go see. That's why the holes, if you buy it, the holes are rather, they're not, it's longer this way. These holes should be rather short. Chazanish wants each shoulder to be wider than the hole. Each one. If it is, then you could count the hole too. When you're going across, and you're counting 22.8 inches across, you can count the hole. If each shoulder is bigger than the hole, then the hole doesn't matter. You can disregard the hole, make believe it's full of material. But not this way. This way he wants, because it's covering your body, you know? So he wants, again, ideally 22.8 in the front and 22.8 in the back. which means a total of 45.6 inches. No, he counts the hole. What am I talking about? Wait, Chazanish. No, he allows you to count the hole. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Going this way, you can count the hole. Right, you count the hole. So, in other words, the total size of the length should be 1.16 meters, 45.6 inches. That's the whole length. Counting the hole. You measure the tzitzis from end to end, 45.6 inches. We call it 24 by 24 because it's counting just one side. And it across, there's an amma by two ammas, Chazanish wants it to be. An amma by two ammas, but you're counting the hole in both cases. So it's 1.16 meters or 45.6 inches, counting the hole, by 58 centimeters or 22.8 inches, counting the hole. But each shoulder pad, so to speak, should be wider than the hole. I don't know if anybody want to volunteer to take off their tzitzis and measure it. It's sort of embarrassing. I don't know. You sure you got it?
I don't know.
Anybody have a ruler on them? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, look. You did it. Look. Very wide.
That's wider than the hole.
You got Hasidic tzitzis. This should be closed. This is wider than that. Sure.
You don't got the slit.
No, the slit is only a problem. Why people buy with a slit is beyond me. I always get without a slit. Why they make the slit? I don't know. It just creates problems.
It runs up sometimes.
All right, so put a button. I don't know.
You think the slit makes them possible?
The slit, if anything, creates problems. It doesn't solve any problems. So why they make it with a slit, I don't know.
I think it's just more comfortable.
Because it shouldn't get dirty?
No, I think it's just more comfortable.
Okay, you surely have a button. You want to know halacha l'maisa? No. Here, look, you're fine.
You say the button made
it. The Chazanish says, make sure this is bigger than this. Forget the slit. Make sure this is bigger than this, and this is bigger than that. You're okay.
I see. And the slit might make a problem because then maybe from here to here isn't 24. You're saying
the slit? No, with the slit, you might have that this is bigger than this. But okay, if not, then there's no problem. The only problem the slit would make, Anachlami, is if this whole space. Yeah, Katayin, a slit doesn't count. That's what a lot of Achronim say. A slit doesn't count. Some put a button here. Some even put a zipper here and always keep the zipper open. But once there's a zipper there, then for sure the slit doesn't count. There are many who hold a slit doesn't count, period. The ikkar is that... We just count this size. So the reason you can count the hole is because this is bigger than this, and this is bigger than that. So that's why it might be a problem. And the Chazanish wants this to be bigger than this, and this to be bigger than this. Then you disregard the hole, and your measurement is one amma this way, one amma that way is the biggest chumrah. If you have an amma and a half this way, and an amma that way, that's also fine.
It looks like the slit's allowing for an hour.
No.
Hole there. Because if it was like
then it would be a mila, then it would be closed, 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 closed,
closed,
you know, I never thought of that. That might be the reason for the slit. Because if a slit doesn't count and it allows you to, you knew that. I didn't
know.
I never realized that was the
chet. Is going to get through there.
Okay, thank you, Rav Osai. We'll stop here. Wait a second. Yeah, but why enter into Suffolk brachas? It's a beggar chalyo.
Nighttime.
Yeah, but it's a beggar chalyo. You might as well put it on. Shalom aleichem. He just moved in. I assigned him two buddies.
You met already.
No, I'm serious.
I'm Ari Stern.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Yes. He doesn't know how to buy milk. Told me he doesn't know how to buy milk.
I remember.
I assigned him and Manrix. I said, I want him to be sick of them every week.
And you walked in, right?
He just moved in yesterday.
From
Muslim. Ask him. Go over to the Shalom Aleichem. Ask him his name. Why should I tell you his name?
Would you tell me?
Just a second. Wasn't it something last night? Was
I, what?
It was mind-boggling.
Oh, look.